It can be hard for people to talk about death and dying, but an ongoing event in West Allis aims to change that. It's called the Death Cafe, and it's been held once a month for about a year. WUWM's Marty Michelson visited a recent meeting and sat in on a candid conversation.
Nine women are gathered in the basement of a community center in West Milwaukee called the Womb Room. It's the site of the Death Cafe, held once a month on Sundays.
There is tea and water over there. You guys are more than welcome to help yourself. And
the women grab refreshments, then lounge on couches and armchairs. Some have never been to one of these sessions. So the host of the gathering, Chantel Riley, explains the premise.
What we like to do is have conversation with no judgment, not having people feel that something's right or wrong, because it's your feelings. Those are your perceptions, and we're allowing people to be able to have a space to be able to share that.
This is the third time Shami Locke has attended the Death Cafe. She says she's been coping with some sad news about her sibling.
Just 2 days ago, I found out that my brother has prostate cancer, but he's choosing not to fight. He's choosing not to have that. And he's about to get married in October. And even with his wedding plans and everything, he's just like, I'm not doing chemo. I'm not taking medicine.
Locke says it's been hard to cope with the news and with the reaction from some family members who want her brother to accept treatment.
Everybody in the family is like, what? Blah, blah. And so I think it's very courageous that he decided to do that, and he should be supported. But I don't want to waste time trying to get the family to support him. I just want to support him, you know.
Another person at this month's discussion is Octavia Manuel Wright, a nurse practitioner. She says her cousin is in the end stages of cancer, and it's hard to find the words to comfort him.
I don't even want to talk to him, because how do you talk to somebody who's going to die? Like, what do you say? Do you say, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm dying, so I'm okay. So, you know, so I text him, and I just text, like, I love you, and I'm sending you money.
Wright says it's hard to keep her emotions in check when she's around her cousin.
I don't want to make him cry.
But why not? Why are we thinking that tears are such an awful thing? Tears aren't necessarily bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just was like, don't want to make him feel bad, you know.
To know that you love him so much that it brings you to tears.
Yeah.
I don't think
even when somebody just talks about him, I'm like, can we talk about something else? I don't want to talk about my cousin, you know.
So. The women say they're grateful for this group. Star Twaddle, who's pregnant, says it's helped her get through some difficult days.
I also lost a child last year and had a fetal demise with this pregnancy. So I was originally pregnant with twins, so this is helping me process that better. And I lost my brother as well last year. So this group has just helped me sort of cope and process things better than I did last year. It was really rough there for a while.
The group's founder is registered nurse Chantel Riley. She says she started the monthly gathering because she wants to help others cope with loss and feel comfortable talking about death. Riley says she's dealing with loss herself.
I ended up losing my son that was murdered in 2016. So it was a process of losing a lot in that breakdown and then rebuilding and coming forth of having something that you wanted to make sure that your son didn't die and not have a purpose or something come out of that.
Riley says the Death Cafe is modeled on other gatherings held around the world. She says there are more than 7,500. Riley would like to expand the meeting to assisted living facilities and community groups or organizations. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.